Well, the final week of August coming up for us here, and Mike and Kim along with you on the good stuff. Reminding you, there's still some time left in the summer to make a little visit down Valentine Way. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come spend a little bit of time here before school gets started and Labor Day and all that. But if you can't make it right away, maybe a fall hunting trip or fishing trip, it's still all good right here. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State News a little bit. The horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weaning, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. That's right. It's Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com is where you go to subscribe, so you're getting your copy in the mail each week.
Something today on The Good Stuff by Yvonne Hollenbeck out of Clearfield, South Dakota, a good friend. It's called Beat by Old Hands, or AKA Ode to Chip. And I'll give you the rest of the story after I read this for you today, okay?
All right.
This goes back to about 2007, by the way. Retirement can be boring, so he asked if he could go. And just for old time's sakes, he entered St. Paul's Rodeo. They said that he could ride along and thought it was a joke. But what the heck, he'd buy the gas, this aged old cowpoke. It didn't bother them too much that it didn't make them sore, that he's only roping calves now, not like the days before. Though he's won his share of buckles at each great big rodeo, in Dogon and in Saddle Bronx, as records books would show. But those cowboys were in shock when he up and won the go. He didn't have to go that far to prove he's still a pro. Those guys with fancy buckles that he traveled with this time were just a tad disgusted because they hadn't won a dime. That old truck was pretty quiet as they headed on their way. The road home seemed much longer than the drive up yesterday. They acted pretty sullen, feeling like an endless pit. So he thought a stop for food might just cheer them up a bit. They started feeling better till the waitress brought her book. They started taking orders, and you should have seen the look they gave that poor old cowboy as their stares all turned to ice when he got the senior discount and they had to pay full price. We know that there are ropers that are real tough acts to follow, but getting beat by old hands is a little tough to swallow. Now, from Yvonne Hollenbeck, this was sent to Jim visiting about Chip Whitaker. And this was a true story, apparently, about a trip to St. Paul with Kyle Whitaker and some of Kyle's rodeo buddies as well. So thanks to Yvonne for sharing that today on The Good Stuff.
Oh, those things happen. Okay, here's one called Having Mom Over for Dinner. And you don't even have to be a mom to enjoy this.
Okay.
Brian invited his mom over for dinner. During the course of the meal, Brian's mother couldn't help but notice how beautiful Brian's roommate Jennifer was. Brian's mom had long been suspicious of a relationship between Brian and Jennifer, and this had only made her more curious. Over the course of the evening, while watching the two interact, she started to wonder if there was more between Brian and Jennifer than met the eye. Reading his mom's thoughts, Brian volunteered, "I know what you must be thinking, Mom, but I assure you, Jennifer and I are just roommates." About a week later, Jennifer came to Brian, saying, "Ever since your mom came to dinner, I've been unable to find the beautiful silver gravy ladle. You don't suppose she took it, do you?" Brian said, "Well, I doubt it, but I'll send her an email just to be sure." So he sat down and he wrote, "Dear Mom, I'm not saying that you did take the gravy ladle from the house. I'm not saying that you did not take the gravy ladle. But the fact remains that one has been missing ever since you were here for dinner. Love, Brian." Several days later, Brian received an email back from his mom that read, "Dear Son, I'm not saying that you do sleep with Jennifer. I'm not saying that you do not sleep with Jennifer, but the fact remains that if Jennifer is sleeping in her own bed, she would have found the gravy ladle by now. Love, Mom."
You can't sneak that past Mom, right?
That's right.
Don't take yourself too seriously. Eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines. The early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. I drive way too fast to worry about cholesterol.
Oh, my goodness.
I intend to live forever. So far, so good.
There you go.
One more of those to end our program today. Borrow money from a pessimist because they don't expect to get it back.
Hey, that's a good plan. Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to The Good Stuff. We love having you, and we encourage you to listen again tomorrow for more of The Good Stuff.